try to go through. Okay, we're on the bottom of Lama Beis Ma Beis. I'm sorry, the bottom of Lama Aleph Ma Beis. Lama Aleph Ma Beis. Of Amar Reb Elazar, so we just had the whole Gemara about Chana. That's Lama Aleph Ma Beis, that's all about Chana. So the bottom of Lama Aleph Ma Beis, we just had a statement in the name of Reb Elazar, B'Shem Reb Yosef Ben Zimra, so we have another one. Amar Reb Elazar, B'Shem Reb Yosef Ben Zimra, Kol Yoshev B'Tainus B'Shabbos, Charon Lo Gzardino Shal Shivim Shana. Somebody who sits on a fast day on Shabbos, that means, let's say, somebody had a bad dream. We'll talk about this in a minute. So then he fasts on it even on Shabbos if that's the next day. And if he does that, then even a gzartin of 70 years, meaning if it was nigzar already 70 years ago or it's 70 years of tzaris, it's ripped up. Rashi explains here that a fast day on Shabbos is even worse than a fast day during the week. Because a fast day on Shabbos, you see everybody else eating, you see everybody else having their kiddush, and you don't eat, so it's even worse, even more of a kapara. That's why Dafka on Shabbos is Karin Zardino. You have a piki, chosev in front, bibedo, din onik Shabbos. Even though you're going to get kapara because of the fast day, but you did another aveir in the process that you were mavatal your onik Shabbos. My takante is all you had to do for this protection. It was sakana. So what do you? How do you fix it? Amr Abnachar by Yisnag, lesiv tai nisa la tai nisa. You got to do a fast day for the fast day that you did improperly. So again, this is a general halacha. If you look at some in Reish Peches and Hilcha Shabbos, generally we don't fast on Shabbos. Also, l'islamis b'Shabbos ad shei shos. Now, a lot of fast past Chatzos on Shabbos, the Mishnah explains that's why so Chazanim should make sure, especially during the winter months, when Chatzos is somewhat earlier, we should try to at least eat something, start the Suda by Chatzos. Shulchan Aruch talks about if eating is bad for you, you're allowed to fast. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, in Siv Dalid, Mutter Lis Einus Bo Tainus Chalom, Bishi Karag Zardino. A Tainus Chalom is somewhat different. It's more if you had a bad dream, so therefore you're allowed to do fast that on Shabbos. You fast on Sunday in order to make up for the fast that you did on Shabbos. And if you can't fast 2 days in a row, then you fast a day later. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, that today, Ein L'Sanos Tainus Chalom B'Shabbos. Ela Chalom Sharo Tlaz Zimni, only on 3 times, only specific cases. Yesh Omrim She'en Anu B'Kiyam B'Pisron Chalomos. Generally, we're not B'Kiyam, we don't usually fast on for Tainus Chaloms, but that is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. 3 lines from the bottom. Amar Reb Elazar. Chana Hiticha Dvarim Klape Malo. Chana literally threw her words up to Shemayim. She asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a certain brazenness. Hitiach Dvarim Klape Malo. She was Chana. But she was Hitiach Dvarim Klape Malo. Shenemar Vatispalel Al Hashem. Malame Hitiach Dvarim Klape Malo. The lesson of she davened on Hashem, not El Hashem, but Al Hashem, on Hashem. So that kind of shows that she went above and beyond the usual pathways of prayer. She went above and beyond that. Vavar Belazar, Eliyahu Hitiach Dvarim Klape Malo. Eliyahu Navi also did this. He was Hitiach Dvarim, he went above and beyond the usual pathways of prayer. Shneemar Vatas, Hibosas, Liba Macharanis. Hashem, you turn their hearts backwards. That's kind of a little brazen to daven that way. So that's why the Gemara says that Eliyahu also did this. Amar Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Minayin Shechazak HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hodeh L'Eliyahu. But how do you know that Eliyahu, Hashem agreed to Eliyahu in the end, and he was Modeh? Dechsev Asher Hare Osi. It says on top of Lamed Beis, because the lashon used in the Navi later on is that I did bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol saying that, showing that yes, it was kind of my fault. So Hashem was Modeh. Amar Rav Chaim Rav Chanina. Ilmali Shalosh Migros Halalu Nismotetu Raglam Shalsoni Yisrael. Were it not for the following 3 psukim, then we would, are literally the legs of Klal Yisrael, again a euphemism, the legs of Klal Yisrael would be broken, or would be weakened. We wouldn't have any excuse in the future. Chad Dechsev, one pasuk says, V'asher Harei Osi. This pasuk, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of takes some of the blame for giving us a Yetzirah. So you got to take some of the blame, so we have a little taina in the future. And Yirmiyahu, it says that just like the form in the clay in the hands of the potter, so too HaKadosh Yisrael is kind of in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's in charge. So also, Haviyacho, he has a play in our actions. But Asati Lachem Lev Basar, I will remove the stone heart from your flesh, and I will give you a new heart. In other words, we have a stone heart. Finally, Rav Papa Amar, a 4th pasuk, Mehacha, Mesruchi Yatein Bekirbachem. I will put a spirit in your heart. In other words, I don't have it now. We don't have it now. The Yatzisi Es Hashem Bechuki Teilechu. and you will go in my way. So all these four psachim kind of reflect that Hashem himself put the Yetzer Hara in us. He's kind of at fault also, kaviyachol, if we could say that. So that's why that gives us some little footing in the future. The Marsha here explains, of course, we know there's Mechira Chavshus. We know that, you know, Ha'kol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mi'Yirah Shemayim, we had already. So this isn't saying that we don't have to do anything, and we could blame, you know, everything on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at least B'miksas, it gives us a little Pesach in the future when we are trying to defend ourselves. Fine, next. Fifth line at the end. V'amar Abelazar, Moshe Yitiyatvar Klavimala. Not only Chana, not only Eliyahu, but Moshe Rabbeinu himself acted brazenly when he davened. And just, this gets into the next whole Amud of Gemara. This next Amud is all about Moshe Rabbeinu davening at the Maisa HaEgel. Laman Alva Beis is all about Chana davening, Laman Beis Laman Alva is all about Moshe Rabbeinu davening. That's this Amud. So, Blazer Moshe Yitiyatvar Klavimala, Shenemar, Beis Palam Moshe El Hashem. It says to Hashem, but as we said before, Al and El. It should say Al, but Al Tikri El Hashem Ela Al Hashem. Shkei Dvei Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Koron La Alfin Einin La Einin Alfin. Blazar Ben Yaakov, he darshit, he switched Ayins and Alas and Alas and Ayins. So even though it says El Hashem, it could really be meant to have said Al Hashem as well. Okay, one of the Achrodim I think pointed out that this doesn't mean that he pronounced it the other way. You know, during laning, during Kriyas HaTorah. Just means because there's an affinity between these two letters, so he allowed himself to darshan it as if it said Al Hashem instead of El Hashem. Again, Haraya, that Al Vanayin is supposed to be pronounced differently. But we don't, but again, the Temanim and the others, they do have they say the I in the more guttural sound, which has been lost in the American Jewish world. We do Aleph and Ayin the same, but that's a different topic. But again, but he darshed the connection between the Aleph and the Ayin, and therefore he was able to say Moshe Davin Al Hashem. Also, another couple of psukim which say how Moshe Rabbeinu Davin. V'dizahav. Pause at the beginning of Parshas Varim. My v'dizahav. What is that? What does that refer to? So Ami de Bir Abiana. Kacham Rabbanu Shlomo Nekodesh Baruch Hu. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Rabbanu Shalom. Bishul Kesef Isav Sheishpata Lehem LeYisrael. We had something similar in the first parak. Right, because of all the gold and the silver that you gave Klal Yisrael, at Sha'amru die until they said enough. That's v'dizahav. Actually, the word D, die. Who garbage also egg? You gave them so much. You gave them so much spoils from Egypt, from Kriyas Yamsuf. You expect them not to do anything? You give them so much. So Amri Tvei Rabbiana, Ein Ari Noe Mitov Kuba Shal Tevin, Lo Mitov Tufa Shal Basar. A lion doesn't go crazy by eating straw. He goes crazy by eating meat. You give them this heavy, serious wealth. What do you expect? Right, it's a haray. You see from the Gemara what Osher does to a person. You know what? Too much wealth is mishtageya person. It makes them crazy. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Of course they did the egel. Look how much money they had. Look how much gold and silver they had. You know, the Gemara in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that Marba Nechasa, Marba De'aga. So obviously we all need what we need, but being an Osher is also a Nisayan. It's also somewhat of a challenge if somebody is in that state. Amr Boshia, continue similar mashal. Mashal adam shaisal apar kachushu balasi varim. So if somebody has a weak sort of cow, a weak cow out of bony cow, ha'achila karshinim, and he gave the cow karshinim, some type of a fancy animal food, v'haisim of etesbo, and the cow, you know, kicked it away, kicked him. Amr la, mikarim lechadev of etesbi, ela karshinish echaltich. The master says, it wasn't my fault, it was the food's fault that you're upset. It wasn't my fault. Obviously, it wasn't the food's fault. It was the owner's fault for giving the food. So too, Moshe is saying, you gave him all of this. You're not going to blame the gold. You got to blame the one who gave him the gold. So again, all of these are examples that Moshe Rabbeinu was kind of going above and beyond the usual boundaries of prayer in how he is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't think any of us would ever go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this type of claim, or if our child comes to us with this type of claim, it's your fault, you know, you gave me the... You know, so it's kind of like that we wouldn't think is usual. But that's what it means. Tiach Dvar Klapi Mala. Amr Chiyah Bar Abba, Amr Yochanan. Three lines from where they get wide. Mashal Adam Echad, another mashal. Shayalo Ben, the man had a son. Hirchitzo Vesachu Ve'achilu Ve'shkeyu. Right, he gave him a shower, he fed him, he made him beautiful. Vatolo kiss al Savaro. He gave him a wallet full of money. Vahoshibu al Pesach Shalzonos. And he put him in a place where he's not supposed to be. So So what is he supposed to do? You put him there in front of this Pesach Shel Zodos. You gave him cologne. You gave him this wallet of clothes, a wallet of money. So this is where you put him. You put him in this situation. What do you expect? So again, that's the mashal of Moshe. You gave him all this gold, all the silver. I didn't come back on time. They were all confused. They were all mixed up. What do you expect them not to sin? Again, all of these are not. I don't think he's really saying that we have no sin, like the Maharsha said before. Not saying that we should have done the sin, and of course everything is excusable. But it's at least a Pesach, it's at least a little tina that Moshe Rabbeinu used in order to get Klal Yisrael not destroyed, in order to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the conversation. Okay, so now that we have that, one more line, a few more lines, and then we're going to get to Moshe Rabbeinu in general about the about davening by the egel. Amar v'achamrei d'rafuna, amar v'sheishas, haidu damri inshi, this is what people say, mole krese zage bishe. If your stomach is filled, zane bishe. Rashi says zane here is a type, luminehu, is a liznohi. So it's a type of evil, it's a type of a bad thing. So filling your kares. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, kamar isam, like when they graze, vayizbo'u, when they are satiated, sav'u vayaram libam, when they are satiated, their heart goes up, al-keshechechuni, therefore they have forgotten me. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha, different pasuk, v'ram levavecha v'shachachta et Hashem Elokecha, right, your heart goes up, your heart is lifted up because you are satiated, and you forgot Hashem. Two more psukim, and then we'll talk about it for a minute. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha, v'achel v'saveya, you ate, and you're satiated, excuse me, v'dashen, and you're full, upana, and then you turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or by Yishmael Yishurin Vayivat, right? Yishurin got fat and they were boed, they kicked. In other words, the Gemara says that whenever we turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we feel like we have everything, when we feel full and satiated, that's when it's hard to go talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're missing things, when we feel like we need something, then it's easy to daven. It's easy to daven. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough. I don't have enough. No, Rachman on the side, somebody doesn't have health. Somebody doesn't have this. Then we always daven to Hashem. That's easy. So we daven because we don't have something. But when we have the feeling of Vayishman, when we have the feeling of Visavata, so that's the problem. That's why we turn away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Rashi, if you look at Parshas Akev, Rashi says by benching, V'yachalta Visavata uveirachta. So Rashi quotes, Ein adam mori b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu el mitoch svia. A person doesn't rebel against Hashem except out of a feeling of svia, out of satiation. If I feel I'm satiated, so then there's no need to daven, there's no need to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Amish, this Gemara. This Gemara brings all these examples, these psukim from Tanakh, where it's, you have the satiation, the vayishman, and then vayivat, then is the kicking. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying by the egel. He was using that taina to defend Klal Yisrael a little bit. Okay, third wide line. Amar Rav Shlomo bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin Shechazak HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Hodol Lo Moshe. So just as the Gemara said by Eliyahu, how do you know that Hashem was Moda to Moshe in the end? Shenemar, V'kesef herbesi la, it says on the side, V'zav asu l'baal. Right, I gave them a lot of money and then they did this to the Baal. They did this to the Avodah Zarah. So that's Esmach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu at the end. Okay, so now we get to the general Moshe darshin the psukim by Vayechal, where Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Bnei Yisrael. Vayedar Hashem Moshe lech reit. Hashem says, Moshe, go down. My lech reit. What does it mean, go down? He was on Har Sinai, but well, literally, what's another meaning of going down? Amar v'lazer amalak kadosh baruch hu l'Moshe, Moshe regi migdulaska. Go down from your greatness, from your high position. Klum nasati lecha gdula el b'shul Yisrael. Didn't I only gave you, you're only Moshe Rabbeinu because there's an Am Yisrael, because you're going to give the Torah. V'yachshav Yisrael chatu, atama lamali. So you're not worthless, but there's no reason for you to be up here or to have your position if Klal Yisrael aren't following the Torah. So miyan tashas kocho shel Moshe b'tfi. Moshe Rabbeinu got weak. He couldn't talk. He was depressed. V'lo hayel kolach l'daber. He didn't know what to do. Right, Hashem says, forget it, go down from your position. All of a sudden, Hashem says, leave me alone, don't you dare start davening to me. So Moshe says, hey, I think he's letting me in on a secret. Amar Moshe, davar zeh toli bi, it must be dependent on me. Why did Hashem say, leave me alone? It sounds like I shouldn't leave him alone, and then there's a chance. Miyad amad v'nischazik b'tfila ubikesh rachabim. So that's why Moshe started davening, and then the rest is history. But you see, from here, I found it interesting that when Moshe made it first found this out, he was misyayish. He was depressed. That was it. He was gone. He was down and out. Until Hashem, there was an external source. Hashem said, he gave him the source. But even Moshe Rabbeinu gets down. Even Moshe Rabbeinu gets depressed sometimes. Right? He was down. He says, nishtatik. He didn't see a hope. He didn't see a ray of light. Hashem all of a sudden says, harif mimeni. So then he says, oh, so Says maybe there's a chance. Mashal Melech, what's the mashal of Moshe Rabbeinu hearing this? Shekos al beno v'haya makeu maka gedola. Right, a father hitting a son, giving him a good patch. V'haya oavo yoshev lefanov. And there's another family friend who's sitting in the room. U'misyare lomar lo davar. And he didn't want to get involved. He sees that the father is taking care of the son. He's like, I'm not going to get involved. He seems really serious. So Amar HaMelech, the Melech suddenly blurts out, Il male oav yizesh yoshev lefanai haragtich. If this guy wasn't here, I'd really give it to you. So then the guy must think to himself, hey, it must be that I have some power. So Omar, Dover, Zet, Tali, Bi, Miyad, Omar, Vihitzilo. So then the friend gets up and saves him. So that's similar to what Moshe Rabbeinu hears. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of, Bedafka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to forgive Klal Yisrael. But you have to go through the proper channels with Tfilah, as we'll talk about in a few minutes. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Moshe in on the secret. And in that way, he was able to save Klal Yisrael. V'yatoha, Nichali, V'yichara, Pi, Bahem, V'achaleim. Hashem says, leave me alone. I'm angry at them. I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to make you a great nation. Were it not for the Pasuk saying this, we would never be able to say such a thing. Melamed, what do you see from here that Hashem says, leave me alone? So Moshe must not be leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. So Melamed, Shetofsu Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe grabbed Hashem, Ka'adam Shu Tofes as Chaveo Bebigdo. He grabbed him by the lapels, Kaviyachol. He grabbed him by his beged, and he lifts him up. Amar lefan ribonu shalom, Hashem, eni manichach ha'ajat timcho v'tislach lahem. What does it mean, leave me alone? So it sounds like the Gemara paints the picture. Moshe Rabbeinu has a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol with it on his lapels. He says, stop it already, forgive them. You have to forgive them. So that's based on the pasuk v'atah hanichali. So again, Yev Shalom, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan. It's possible, we believe, it's Machlokas Rishonim, but most Rishonim hold that a Kadosh Baruch Hu ein lo guf, it's one of the animamins. And we believe that he doesn't have a body. But so what does this mean? So we don't really know what it means, but I just saw that Tzlach has, the Nodabi Yehuda in his commentary has one idea. He says, Hinei Hadorim Halalu Rak L'Shaber Sa'ozen. Obviously it's just to make it a little palatable for us to give us messages. So what's the message? So he says, Ritzonam Bazei, he says, what's Begadim? Why not grab Hashem? Why is Begadim? He says, Ki HaBegadim Sha'adam Lovesh Mor Mamasha Belipo. A person's clothing reflects his mood, reflects his state of affairs. Kim mushas chedva v'simcha, lo vish b'dei chofesh. If he's happy, he's going to a wedding, he wears certain clothing. Vim mushas sar v'avel, lo vish chorim. Right? If he's sad, if he's avelos, vim mushas milchama, lo vish b'dei nakem. If he's going to war, he wears armor. So whatever the person's mood and state, that's the begadim that he wears. So kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo, ein shum shinui. So do Hashem. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change. Chas v'shalom. Abol Hashinui hu kaviyachol b'midosav. But his midos change. Shehu mishtamish b'hem. Hakol ufi ha-makabu mishtan in the midos. Im ushas ratzon, if it's shas ratzon, then he wears the midos of rachamim and chesed, etc. And if it's a shas kas, then he wears the begadim of din and staka, etc. So that's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed the clothes. He grabbed the clothes of HaKadosh Baruch. Hashem was angry. So he grabs the midas hadin. He grabs the midas hamishpat. He's like, HaKadosh Baruch, I'm not leaving this alone. Take these clothes off. I don't want them. I want the clothing. I want the midas of rachamim to forgive HaKadosh Baruch. So that's one shot again. We believe that there's no goof there, but that's a little message that the Gemara has. Okay. Two dots. Ve'aseh uschal gadol. Hashem says, Moshe, I'll destroy them and I'll make you a great nation. Right. This is all connected to that. Obviously, there are messages that we're supposed to learn from it, but they're not supposed to take it literally. Amar Blazer, Amar Moshe, Vadei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Uma Kisei Shel Sholosh Regalim Einu Yachol Lamo Lefanecha B'Shas Kascha Kisei Shel Regal Echol Achas Kama V'Kama. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. You know, these Bnei Yisrael are children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and they couldn't stand up to you, and you wanted to destroy them. So now a nation that comes from me, from a table with one leg, a table with three legs was broken. A table with one leg is going to stand? So how can you make a nation from me? Velo od, and not only that, I'll give you another reason why you can't destroy everybody else and make a nation from me. Elashayesh b'boshes panem avosai. I'm going to be embarrassed from the earlier generations. Achshav yomru. They will say, Ro Parna Shehemet Aleim. Look at this leader. Look at this Moshe Rabbeinu. Bikish Kedula Atzlov, little Bikish Leim Rachamim. So he was happy to get a nation from his own progeny. Well, so he didn't care so much about Klal Yisrael. He didn't go so far. So I don't want that, says Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why, you know, it's not a good idea. 2 points, he said. So Vayachal Moshe Espanei Hashem. So this is where the laning on a fast day starts. Vayachal Moshe. What is the Lashon Vayachal? 5 Pshatim in the Gemara. Amar Abelazar, number 1, Malamish Amar Moshe Betfilo Vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ashe Hechlehu. Moshe davened to Techleu until he was, Rashi quotes here, Hiftirbo, until he was like totally involved in the tefillah. He was above and beyond. I didn't exactly know what Techleu is. I looked in the art school. I didn't know what that word meant either. Right? So what was the word? I don't even know. You can let me know. What? So I think the English is harder than the Hebrew on this one. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, it means he got Hiftirbo, means he really, really pushed and above and beyond. Rava Amar Acha Hefer Lo Nidro. So what does Vayachal mean? Until Moshe was made for the neder of Hashem. Vayachal. Ksiv Hacha Vayachal. Ksiv Hasam Lo Yachel Devaru. It says you can't get rid of your neder. Vamar Mar Huinu Miyachel. A person himself can't get rid of his own neder. Avalachir Mochlam Lo. But others can be Mochel, be Mechal his neder. Again, a big discussion. Maybe it's Hatar Sadarim and Achar Sadarim. But Kaviyachal, Moshe Rabbeinu waited until he would be able to be Matur Neder, Hashem's neder, that he was going to destroy Klal Yisrael. So that's the Lashon of Vayachal. Number three, Ushmo Lamer Malavi Shemasar Asma Lamisa Aleihem. No, Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to die for them. Shenemar Vimayin, as it says, Mecheni Nami Sifricha, wipe me out. And Rashi explains from the word, what does death have to do with Vayachal? Chalal is a corpse. So Chalal is related to word, the word Vayachal. Number four, Amar Abba Amar Yisrael Malami Shehechla Aleim Midas Harachamim. Moshe placed on them Midas Harachamim. Hechla Rashi says means Yachulu. He Lashon Hiniach. He put on them. That's Vayachal. For Rabbanan Amri fifth Malami Shamar Moshe Vnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Bonei Shalolam Chulin Hi Lecha Me'asos Kadavar Zeh. It's Chulin. It's Pasnish for you to do this. That's the Lashon of Vayachal. So Vayachal Moshe's Pnei Hashem. So Tanya Rabbi Zera Gadol Omer Malami Shamar Moshe B'Tfila Vnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Acha Achzasto Achivu. So there's a sixth, sorry, there wasn't five, there was six. So Moshe Rabbeinu davened until Achilu grabbed him, some type of sickness. Achilu grabbed him. My Achilu, what does Achilu mean? Amar Blazer, Eishal Atzamos. A fire on the bones. My Eishal Atzamos, Amar Baya, Ashtad the Garmi. Again, a fire on the bones, some type of fever. He got sick because he was davening so much, he was so into it, he was so pushing himself that he got sick davening for Klal Yisrael. Next pasuk we darshan. Zachor la Avram liyisok liyisol avadecha jeshvat alam bach. Remember Avram liyisok what you promised to them bach in you. You promised in you. So my bach. What does that mean? You promised in you. Moshe says. So Amar Rabbi Lazar Amar Moshe Vanei Kadosh Baruch Hu Rebbeinu Shalom Il Malin Nishvat alam bach Shemayim Baaretz Haisi Omer. If you had made the shvua by the heavens and the earth, then I would have said, "Shem Shemayim Ba'aris B'Tzilam Kach Shvuas Chabatela." Then I would have said, "Okay, so you could your shvua of making a great nation out of these people could be batel, because heavens and earth also one day you could decide could be mevatel them. They don't live forever." But you swore to them in the name of your great name. Just like you're forever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then your shvua is forever. So therefore, you can't not make these people into a great nation. So Moshe says, you said to them, I will make your seed great like the stars of the heavens, and all this land, Asher Amarti. What does it say, Asher Amarti? Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Hashem. It should be what you said. What do you mean what I said? So, hi, Asher Amarti, Asher Amarti mi boile. It should see Amarta. So, Amar Rabbi Lazar, no, you got to break the pasuk in half. Ad kan divrei ha-Talmud. The first half of the pasuk is Moshe talking. You said to them, I will make your seed great. But then in the middle of the pasuk is Hashem already answering. I'm going to do it. Mikan ve'elef divrei ha-Rav. So from the second half of the pasuk, v'chol ha'aretz ha-zos ha-amarti, atein l'zarachem. I'm going to give them a moichel. So that's one way to interpret the pasuk. That's the amarti. Rashi bar Achmeni amar, no, different shot. Elof elof divrei ha-Talmud. The whole pasuk is Moshe talking. Elakach amar Moshe l'vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Moshe was saying. Ribono shel Olam, dvarim she'amarta li leich emar lahem li Yisrael bishmi halachti v'amarti lahem b'shimcha. What you told me to say to them in your name, I did. That's amarti. I said to them, when you told me at the snap to go tell them that this is what's going to happen, so I told them that. So achshav mani omer lahem. So now what am I going to tell them? You told me to tell them that. Now I'm going to change. And some of the version point out this connects to the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. When a Navi says something in public good about Klal Yisrael, it's Inuch Hazeres Reikam. Then it can't change. When a Navi says something bad, that's going to happen to Klal Yisrael, and it doesn't happen, that doesn't show he's a Navi Sheker. Because maybe we did tshuva. Because Baruch Hu could erase Gzar Din La'ra. But Gzar Din La'tova never changes. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying there was already Gzar Din La'tova in public by a Navi. So that can't change. So Matahei Al-Mani Omer Lohem. So therefore it won't work. I'm not sure, it doesn't quote a Gemara, but some of Farshim connected to this Gemara. Mi bilti yacholas Hashem. The nations are going to say, it's not in the power of Hashem. So the Gemara says, yachol Hashem yibayle. Why is the Lashon Nekeva used, yacholas Hashem? Usually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connoted Lashon Zachar. One of my kids, though, always, my four-year-old, always, whenever they refer to Hashem, she says, she. You know what she could do? I don't know why, but that's just the way it is. But we don't correct him yet. But whatever, he talks about Hashem a lot, so let him talk about Hashem in the feminine. It's okay with us. But usually the Pesukim is Lashon Zachar. Amar Elazar, Amar Moshe Vnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam, Achshav Yomer Umos Olam Tashas Kol Kinekeva. Hashem, they're going to say you're as weak as Kinekeva. But in Yochel HaHatzil, you can't do it. Right? Lashon Kinekeva is always used when there's a weakness. Then we say a few times in when the Lashon Kinekeva is used. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu LaMoshe V'Alakfar Ron Isim Gvurash Asisi LaMalayam. What do you mean they're going to say I'm weak? Look at Kriyas Yamsuf. Look at Makas Bechoros. They're going to say I'm weak? So Amar Lefanav. People could always find excuses. Ribbono Shel Olam, Adayin Yesh Lam Lomar, Melechecha Yochel La'amod, L'Shloshavecha Melechem Einei Yochel La'amod. No, he could take care of one king, Paro. The 31 kings in Eretz Canaan, forget it. He's scared. Right? He got rid of them before he didn't go in there. He's worried about them. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, you can't destroy them here. Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Menachem Shechad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vodul, Moshe had, you know, Hashem agreed. Shenemar Vayomer Hashem, Salachti Kidvarecha, like your words. Tani to be Rabbi Yisrael, Kidvarecha, like your words, Asidim Umas Olam Lomarkin. They're going to say it. So therefore, I don't want to do it. So Ashri Talmud Shir Abba Modelo, praiseworthy is the Talmud that the Rebbe is Modelo to him. The last pasuk of the Darshan, V'ulam Chai Ani, Hashem says, Chai Ani, by my life. What does that mean? Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Al Pidrash, Malam Bishamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Moshe Hechisani Bidvarecha. Right, what does it mean? Chai Ani, you have given me life. You have given me life in the eyes of the nations, in the eyes of the world. Therefore, I still exist as a power.
But that pasuk is by the Meraglim.
Right. But this is by Dvarim. Where's this pasuk? By Dvarim Yudalit. So Chai Ani, there is connections between the two. Those are the two main Averis. So the Gemara Darshans various times, like at the beginning of Dvarim, when Moshe is reviewing the Chataim, there's overlap. But the Gemara assumes that you could darshan it together. That's what it seems. What? What about a Baskol? Right. So Baskol, I don't know if we mentioned that. We had the Lashon Baskol earlier on Dav Gimel. So there's a question why Baskol, I think it's a Tosfos Yontif and Hedrin that, no, I'm sorry, in Yuvamis, in Perek Design in Yuvamis. There's a that talks about why it's a Baskol, not a Ben Kol, because to show that it's a lower level of Nevuah. So I think that's where it is. Just with Shmuel and yeah, that what? Morib b'fnei Rabba, right? And here, well, it's not Mori, he's talking to him, right? Fine, we did that. Darash of Simloi, four lines for the bottom. La olam yisada adam shivcha shel kadosh baruch hu v'achar kispalo. A halacha we learn. How do you know that you're supposed to praise Hashem first? First, you have the first three brachas of Hashmon Esrei, and then you ask for what you want. Minolam Mimoshe, we learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Dechsiv, v'eschanan al Hashem b'yisahi, v'ksiv Hashem alokim, ato achilos al haris, azavtacha, azgalcha, vizyotcha, chazaka, Hashem yav, Hashem erot, v'yasecha, ma'asecha, v'gvurasecha. So that's all praise. V'ksiv basrei, and after that it says, Ebronav v'erol aritz hatova. Then he says, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you see, first Moshe Rabbeinu praises, and then he asks, that's the makar, how we know we have to praise, and then ask. Amar Belazar Tavolam Amazim Abes. Gedola Tfila Yoser Mimaisim Tovim. Tfila is even greater than Maisim Tovim. Tosfos here says doesn't mean Maisim Tovim by itself, but Tfila is greater than Maisim Tovim without Tfila. Meaning, if you just have Tfila and you just have Maisim Tovim, then Tfila is greater. But if you have Maisim Tovim and Tfila, then obviously that's greater than just Tfila. But Tfila is greater than Maisim Tovim. She'ein lecha gadol mimaisim tovim yosim Moshe Rabbeinu. There's nobody that was a greater Baal Chesed than Moshe Rabbeinu. Maisim Tovim. Aval pikein lo nene ela betfila. But still, why was he answered? Because of his davening. Shenemar, al tosef daveri lai. Hashem says, okay, enough, don't daven anymore to me. V'samachle, and right after that he says, alei rosh hapiska, I'll take you up on the mountain to be able to see Eretz Yisrael. So you see, he was answered right after Hashem says, okay, I heard you. So you see the power of tefila. Rav Pinkus writes in the beginning of his sefer, of Sha'ar Tefila, I mentioned that sefer in the past, unbelievable sefer, on Hilchas Tefila, on in Yoni Tefila, not Hilchas Tefila, but the Hashkafa Tefila. He writes, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, even if a person deserves something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind of Kaviyachal waiting in Shamayim. He has all these otros of Shefa and Tova to give, and he's just saying, say the magic words, that's all I want, say the magic word. So what's the magic words? Tefila. Tefillah creates those pipelines to Shamayim, that even if there's something that we're supposed to get, we deserve it. We have the Maisim Tovim, the Gemara says. Because Baruch Hu is still not going to give it to us. A parent has so much he wants to give a child. I want to give it, say the magic word. They don't ask, no way, sorry. They can ask for 20 times, but if they don't say please, that's it, we're not going to give it. Right? Because that's how the world, right? That's the pipeline. Right? He's not doing that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lahavdil. Right? He created the pipelines of tefillah. That's how we get the Shefa down. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. That even with Maisim Tovim, you have the good Maisim Tovim. You deserve it. But you have to do the tefillah. That's how, right? He brings the Raya from Adam. By Maisim Bereishis, it says that Hashem created the grass, but it was at the Pesach of the ground. It didn't come out until day six, when Adam could daven for it to rain. Who cares? Let it grow first. No. But Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. He had the treasure. He had the grass. But he waited until Adam davened, and then he gave it to him. Because that's how the world is. That's how Hashem made the world. V'amar Rabbi Elazar. I was just drinking on the table. V'amar Rabbi Elazar. G'dola tainus yosem minat tzedakah. A fast day is greater than giving tzedakah. My time is ebe gufo v'ebe mamona. Why? Because this is with your guf. You sacrifice part of your guf when you have a time, when you fast. V'ebe mamona, and this is money. If you remember earlier in Davavim Abeis, we had igrid de tainisa is tzedakah. The tzchar of a tainis is giving tzedakah afterwards. Again, a few pshatim, what that means. So the Marsha talks about how does that fit with this. This is tainis versus tzedakah. There it says you gave tzedakah at the end of a tainis. Okay, you can look at the Marsha. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, gedola tefila yosem min hakarbanos. Tefillah is greater than karbanos, even though tefillah is connected to meat and tiknum. But it says, in a way, even tefillah is greater than karbanos, shenemar, lamali rov zivchechem, Hashem says, why? I don't need all of your karbanos, v'ksevu farishchem kapechem. And then even after Hashem says, I don't need your karbanos, he says, and even your tefillah I'm not going to listen to. Which sounds like tefillah usually is more powerful, and Hashem says, I'm not even going to listen to that until you do tshuva. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, call Kohen, and we're darshaning the same pasuk, that's why this halach is brought there here. Call Kohen Shaharegat Hanefesh Lo Yises Kapav. Shenemar Yidechem Dami Mileu. Your hands are full of blood. So a Kohen murderer can't do Birchas Kohanim. Major Machlokas Rishonim. What if he does tshuva? What if he does tshuva? So the Rambam says even if he does tshuva, he can't. Right? Because the Tosfos quotes a line, Inka Teger Nasa Sanegar. Right? Hands that word have blood on them, said even after tshuva, even after tshuva, they can't bring the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So that's why even like a Kohen Gadol, he's wearing the big day kahuna, he's wearing the choshen and the beautiful, the tzitz. You can't wear that into the Kodesh Kodashim. Ah, it's beautiful, it was made with Shema. Still, you can't bring it into the Kodesh Kodashim. So that's why the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch says, Kohen Sharag is a nefesh, afilu b'shogeg, lo yisas kapav, afilu asa tshuva. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Ramah, Paskins like Rashi and the Rush quoted in the tour, V'yesh omrim demasa tshuva no sekapav. V'yesh lahakel abali tshuva shol lino delas bifnehem. V'hachi nahuk. Right, so therefore we're, if there's a bal tshuva who killed somebody, who's not in jail, wants to be duchen even in jail, so therefore the halach is that it's mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah there quotes, ein kateger nasa saneger. There is a big issue. What if it was ba'ones? What if it was out of self-defense? But this is about mezen and shogeg. What if Rachmana Litzlan, I think in the Chuvas B'mamakim, right, the Chuvas from the Holocaust, Rav Ashri has a shaila, the guy kills a Nazi in self-defense. So is he, could he duchen even according to the Rambam? It's a tragic chuvas, but this is Lamaisa. Let's say there's a soldier, a Kohen soldier in Eretz Yisrael, that's a kill out of self-defense. Could he duchen? It's Syria Shilas. But the Ramah seems to say, even Shogeg him amazed, if Asa Tshuva, it's okay. So Kol Shekin Luch Orah, if it was Ba'ones originally, then it would be okay. Right, this Gemara is Loises Kapav. Well, there's no chiluk. Right, there's the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim. I don't think make a chiluk regarding this regard. What? I'm sorry. The Isser might be different, but the fact that you can't duchen might not be different. Remember, we invested in Meshech Chachma in the past. That right, there might be according to some Rishonim, there might not be an Issa Daraisa of Ritzicha when it comes to non-Jews. The Meshech Chachma says, you know why? Because it's even worse of the Chil Hashem aspects. You can't get a kapara with Misa. So that's why he says it's even worse. Yeah. He had blood on his hands in the wars. That's in the Chinami. Okay. So that is Mechaber Abba. Vamar Abba Lazar. Next. Miyam Shachar Beis HaMikdash Inin Olashari Tefillah. Since the days of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, the gates of Tefillah have been closed. Shenehamar Pasuk in Eicha. Gam ki ezak v'ashaveya. Even when I cry out and scream, sasum tefillah si, my tefillah is stopped. It doesn't go up. By the way, this pasuk is the makar for not saying Tiskabel on Tisha B'Av. Right? They said Tiskabel, accept our tefillahs. So this pasuk is Sasum Tefillah Si from Eicha. That's why we don't say Tiskabel in the morning and the night of Tisha B'Av. In the afternoon already, I think we say it. But in the at night and in the morning, we don't say it. Even though the gates of tefillah are closed, the gates of tears are never closed. Shenemar Shema Tefillah Si Hashem V'Shavasi HaAzina El Dimasi Al Techarash. Don't turn away from my dimos, Rashi interprets the pasuk that the dimos are always there, and we're always telling Hashem not to turn away from our crying. Rava lo gozer ta'anesa b'yoma de'iva. Rava was never gozer a ta'anes on a cloudy day. Mishum shenemar sakosa ba'anan lach me'avar tfila. You hid yourself in the clouds from tfila passing through. So it's if you take this literally, so it sounds like this clouds, according to Rava, are a physical manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was putting up a spiritual barrier. So therefore, he didn't, I guess he knew the forecast. How does he know? They didn't have, so in the morning he woke up, what if it became sunny later? What if it was sunny originally? I don't know, Rava knew. But that is the, that's the story. That's what Rava did. Rav Elazar, another statement for Rav Elazar. Since the days of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a wall of Chomas Barzel. We can't get to, as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we would want. Shenemar Vata, as it says by Yechezkel, Hashem told Yechezkel to act out a number of the future events that were going to happen. So one of them was this. Kach l'cha machvas Barzel, take a wall of Barzel of iron, v'sata osam, kir Barzel beit cho bein ha'ir, and put it between you and Yerushalayim. So therefore, then the city. So then that shows, that's a symbol that there's going to be a wall put up between me and Bnei Yisrael. Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav Chanina, Kol Amarach B'Tfilah. There are other sources that seem to say that there is no Chochob B'Tfilah, gets through the Chobas Barzel. Look at the Achronim in the back, but you have to put this into context with the other Chazals. Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav Chanina, Kol Amarach B'Tfilah, so ain't Tfilah, so Chazeres Reikam. If somebody has a long Tfilah, then he's never unanswered. Minol Lan Mimoshe Rabbeinu, how do you spell for Moshe? Shem Mar V'Espalel Al Hashem, I dive into Hashem. And the Mefarshim explained that this is talking about when he davened when he was on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights. So the Pesukim make it sound like he davened straight for 40 days. So therefore, he was had a lengthy tefillah, and that shows that he was answered. He answered me on that time. That's how the Marsha explains that he davened for 40 days. Aini, is this really true that if somebody has a lengthy tefillah, so then he's automatically answered? If you have a long tefillah and you're ma'ayin in the tefillah, then you're going to come to ke'ev lev. You're going to have a heavy heart. You're going to get heartache. If you have a elongated hope, a lengthy hope, that's going to cause heartache. Maitakanti, what should you do? Yasek b'Torah, daven normally and then learn. Shneamar ve'eitz chayim ta'ava ba. If you have a tree of life, ta'ava ba, that's going to bring desire, that's going to bring hope. Ve'ein eitz chayim el ha'Torah. Shneamar eitz chayim el ha'chazika ba. And the eitz chayim always refers to Torah. So that's the kasha. Is it good to have a lengthy tefillah? That's the first chazal. Or the second chazal says it brings ke'ev lev, it brings heartache. So lo kasha, ha'demarech l'ma'ayin ba, ha'demarech v'lo ma'ayin ba. This is where he's marech and ma'ayin in his tefillah. Rashi here explains ma'ayin in his tefillah. He's hoping and he's expecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him the right answer. If he thinks he's roi, he thinks he's fit, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the longer he davens, the better, more, the answer he's gonna, wants to get, he's gonna get, and then he doesn't get it, that's why that's heartache. But if you're lo ma'ayin ba, you daven long, you have kavana, but it's not that, you're ma'ayin and expecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you what you want, so then that won't bring heartache and that's good. That short tefillah is also good. Inachinami. So this is saying as long as Marech is good in some senses, but there the whole tzibur was waiting for him. Chazal say that, you know, he didn't want people to say that he's having a lengthy tefillah while his sister is in Saris. That's why I think Rashi there quotes Chazal that said that he dafka had a short tefillah there because there was a counter pressure. Tosfos here quotes in Kol HaMarech, we say every morning, Iyun tefillah is one of the things that brings Kerakayim Zolam above, Kerakayim Zev, Kerakayim Zolam above. Right? So Iyun tefillah is on that beautiful list from the Gemara and Shabbos and the Mishnah and Peah. There's two very similar lists. So Tosa says, Iyun Tefillah is good. So Tosa says, I'm a brisker. V'yesh lomar detrei Iyun Tefillah yesh. Says there's two types of Iyun Tefillah. Iyun Tefillah dehocha metzapa shetova bakash. So one Iyun Tefillah that you expect that your answer to come, so that's not a good Iyun Tefillah. Because you're expecting the answer. But yay, the Iyun Tefillah dehasam shemachavet is libel tefillah. Iyun Tefillah, it means if you study the words of tefillah and you get the message of tefillah, that Iyun Tefillah, that of course is beautiful. So that's two types of Iyun Tefillah. Trei Iyun Tefillah yesh. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chaya Bar Chanina, Imra Adam shehispala b'lo nene, yachzor yispala. If you see you were David and you were not answered in the way that you thought, yachzor yispala, you should David again. Shenemar kaveh Hashem. Strive and have you talking to Hashem. Chazek v'yemesli becha. Right, be strong in your heart. V'kabel Hashem. And then if you had bitachon, and then you daven, then it didn't work. Daven again. The Rav Soloveitchik says that in Shmoneh Esrei we call Hashem a shomea tefillah, not an onet tefillah. He's always listening. Our tefillahs are always go up to him. Sometimes we don't see the answer that we want to see. He's not called an Onet Tefillah. He's called a Shomei Tefillah. We always have to know that he's listening. We always can't get the answer that we want, but he's always listening. So sometimes if we die, we dive in again. So if you look, we don't have time right now, but if you look in the Griz Al HaTorah, he has a beautiful pshat about on this pasuk of Kavi Al Hashem in Tehillim, where this pasuk comes up. Okay, Tanur about a third line. Arba Tzrich and Chizuk. There are four things that need Chizuk. Elohein, Toro, Maisim Tovim, Tefillah V'Derech Eretz. These four things always need constant Chizuk. Where Rashi explains, She Yischazik Adam Bahen Tamid B'chol Kochlo. You always have to be mechazik yourself about these things. Torah, we know, Torah is learning, Maisim Tovim, Acts of Chesed, Tefillah, Derech Eretz here means Parnasa, Rashi says. So Parnasa, we have to like, give me a chazik, sometimes we get down about our Parnasa. We get down like, oh, we're bored, or this, or Rashi says, Im Uman Hulu Umnaso, Im Sofer Hulu Schuraso, if he's a merchant, if he sells merchandise, sometimes we need some chizuk. You know, we get down in everything in life, we don't know, we're not always into it. So these specifically, these four things, says the Gemara, we need constant chizuk. Torah, Maisim Tovim, Minayim Shemar, Rak, Chazak v'yameitz ma'od l'shmar l'asas kachal ha-Torah, the pasuk by Sefer Yoshua, so Chazak is referring to Torah, v'ameitz be strong b'maisim tovim. Tefillah minayin, the pasuk we just quoted, shenemar kaveh l'Hashem, chazak v'yameitz ma'od l'shmar l'asas kachal ha-Torah. Daven again, derech eretz minayin shenemar, chazek v'nes chazek v'yad ameinu. That's the pasuk in Navi, by Yoav, in war, and he's saying, be strong in war. Meaning that was their umnes. Their umnes was soldiers, so you have to be mechazik them in their fighting. Rav Salvezik writes in a number of places that what chazek, that what, how do you have Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, that is connected to this Gemara. What is it? What does it mean, chazak, v'nis chazek? Even more specifically, how do you show that Torah tzrich and chizuk? That's why after a siyum, you always start the next thing right away. That's why it's on Simchas Torah, we start braces right away. Tzrich and chizuk, that means you can never end. You have to always start the next one to make sure you never stop and are not into it. He even says by tefillah, maybe that's why shuls have a minute to say Adon Olam at the end of davening. Why Adon Olam? What's Adon Olam doing there? Why don't we say Ashrei? No, Adon Olam is what we started at the beginning. So if we start at the beginning, we're kind of saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, we love to daven again. We love to start again. Adon Olam. That's why maybe we say it all the way, also before we go at night, before we go to sleep at night. We say Adon Olam at the end of a mapil. The Rav didn't say this, but maybe that's also. We'd love to serve you more, but we have to go to sleep. But Adon Olam also at the end, to show that, you know, say that we're trying to daven again. But Tamar Tzion Azavani Hashem, Hashem Shechechani, Tzion says, Hashem, you have left me and forgotten me. What's the difference? Left and forgotten is the same thing. A person, marries his wife, his first wife, and he marries a second wife, he remembers the first wife. Hashem, you left us, you forgot us. There's no more relationship, there's no more Beis HaMikdash, you're not married to us anymore. Hashem says, one second, listen up. Biti, my daughter, your base mazalos barasi barakia. I created 12 constellations in the sky. And for every mazal, I created 30 soldiers, whatever that means. And there are 30 other types of officers for every one of the chayas. I created so many constellations upon constellations upon universes, upon universes. There's so many things, galaxies of the world. It's all for you. It's all for you, Bnei Yisrael. Everything in the universes. You say I forgot you? The whole world is for you. I forgot you? Will a woman forget Ula, her baby? But we darshan. Will I forget the Olos, your Karbanos? Upitzrei Rechamim. And your Karbanos Bechor, Shekrav to the front of a Midbar that you gave to me. I don't know why it singles out the Karban of Bechor. Maybe in the Midbar they didn't have so many other Karbanos, but it's interesting. Amr Lefanov, so fine. So Hashem says, I won't forget you. So she says, Rabbanu Shalom, Hol vein shichal v'chitich v'adecha, Hashem olo tishkach limaisa egel. If you don't forget anything, so do you remember the egel like it was yesterday? Then that's not so good. So Amr Lach, Gam elo tishkachna. No, there are some things that I do forget. So Amr Lefanov, Rabbanu Shalom, Hol vein shichal v'chitich v'adecha, Hashem olo tishkach limaisa egel. So you do forget things. You forget the egel. So did you get what we said in Har Sinai? Did you forget that? Nasa v'nishma? Amr Lach, no, v'anochi lo ashkachech. No, I won't forget you. Anochi, from Anochi Shalakecha, that's how you know it refers to the Tahar Sinai. The earlier one says, Eile, and Eile is a reference to the Egel, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. V'hayna dar v'lazer Ramoshi, amai desit gam Eile, tshikach, and zemai sa Egel, v'anochi lo ashkachech, zemai sa Sinai. Hashem's going to forget the Egel, but he's going to remember Har Sinai. Vaiter, two dots. Chasidim arishonim ayishon shah achas. So the Mishnah said at the beginning of the Perek Adach, Lamed Omed Beis, that the Chassidim Rishonim used to wait 1 hour before davening, to daven, in order to get better Kavanah. Binahani Mili, Amar Yoshia ben Levi, Amar Kra, Ashre Yoshve Vesecha. Right, what did it say? Ashre Yoshve, first you sit, then Odia Luchasela. Right, first Ashrei Yoshvei, then Odia Lucha. You have to sit a little bit before you daven. Not only that, but you have to daven and you have to sit after davening also. You can't rush out. They'll daven and then they'll daven, then they'll sit. What do you have to sit for an hour after davening for? The hour before davening, we understand. So that's to get you in the mood to daven. What an hour after davening? So the Mefarshim explained, no, you got to take davening with you. If you rush out of davening, you're just going to forget it all. If you said, okay, what about this davening I take with me in life? You have to come down. You can't just leave. They say maybe this is the marker for Isru Chag also. You got to come down from this man of Kedusha. Right? You got to do it slowly, slowly. You can't rush out of davening. An hour before, an hour after davening. We just said this thing, just repeated it. Tanur Rabbanan. They used to sit for an hour before davening. They daven for an hour, and they sat for an hour after davening. So, and therefore, and they daven three times every day. That's 9 hours. So if you have a Tisha shows by Yom, Bitfila, Tarasa Decha Bishtamerech, Zumachle Hechnasis. So when did they learn and when did they work? They were dominant for 9 hours every day. Right, so what happened? So Ella, Mitoch Shechasidim Heim, because they were on such a level, Tarasa Mishtamerech, Zumachle Mitparech. No, it was automatic. If somebody davens for 9 hours properly, not Stam hangs out in Shul, but if somebody really davens for 9 hours every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. Your Torah will be guarded. Mashmah, they already learned Torah. It's not that they didn't know anything. Mashmah Priya, that they learned Torah and the Torah will be guarded because of this this situation. You have to sit, so it doesn't know. So that's how they translate it. That's just the marker that you have to sit before you daven.
Maybe they learned in that hour, 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. Remember, I was in the Kfar Chabad for one time for a Shabbos when I was in Eretz Yisrael. So they call davening for a certain time. I think 9 o'clock, and they have an hour of Tanya before davening. So they do it. An hour of Tanya before davening. Say right, Shon Shah Achas. They daven at 10. It's 10 o'clock. Everybody was there. The shul was full. But they learned for an hour before. They started at 8. Right. Okay. That's, I'm not. So, Afilu HaMelech Shol B'Shlomo Le'Yishivenu. A little more. One more minute. So, it said on, actually, let me just say one verb. Menachem, you'll start here tomorrow. Afilu HaMelech. So, it says that the next line of the Mishnah is that even if a Melech is Shol B'Shlomo, you can't answer. Even Nachash Karach HaKevo, even if a snake is around your, the Gemara is going to say on the next omen on top, even a snake around your ankle, you can't be masik. So the Rambam says on that Mishnah, even a snake around your ankle, you can't be mafsik. Were you going to say this? Okay, good. Even a snake around your ankle. So the Rambam says, you know why? Because most of the time a snake doesn't bite. The Rambam says here in Pirush Mishnayos. Because rov pa'amim a snake doesn't bite. Rov pa'amim a snake doesn't bite? The Rishash says, we have a principle, ein holchin b'defash zachar harov. What do you mean? If there's only a 10% chance that the guy's going to die, you're not mechal Shabbos. No, that's crazy. You're mechal Shabbos if there's a chance. What do you mean, rov pa'amim? Okay, I'm taking my chances. Rov pa'amim. The Rosh Hashanah says, sometimes you see that you don't apply. So there is an amazing chiddush in a tshuva of the Binyan Siyum, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, the Aruch Haner. So he writes in a tshuva, he's talking about a woman who it's very dangerous for her to become pregnant, and the doctors say, you know, it's a good chance, you know, so therefore you... In that context, he has an amazing chumrah, where he says that the only time you'd say the principle of Ein Holcha B'Mamon Acha Harov is when the sakana is befanecha. If somebody's dying right now, you machal Shabbos? Yes. Therefore, and you don't say in halachah mamonach harov. But if the sakana is not in front of you right now, he says, then you go by the rov. For example, he says, how does anybody take a trip that you're going to have to say birchas hagomel by? You take a trip, and you're going to have to say birchas hagomel. Don't take the trip. You want to say birchas hagomel? What do you take an agent? What? Okay, sure, I'm sorry, Hashem. But in that context, what does that mean? That sometimes you have to put yourself into dangerous situations. What do you mean? Don't go, but don't say birchas hagomel. But what's the answer? The answer is that you go by the rov until the sakana is there. There's mamash a sakana there. So that's what he says. And he brings a raya from this Rambam. This Rambam on the Mishnah, they say, if the nachash didn't bite you yet, if he bit you, then you got to know. You're in danger. You got to save yourself. Rov HaPoskim argue with that chiddush of the Binyan Siyum. The Achiezer has a tshuva. He says, this is dvar mechudashim. And what do you mean? When is it before that? What? So if he's only about to bite you, then you don't go after the rov, and after he bites you... So lechara, we don't paskin this way, but you just know that's an amazing Rambam on this Mishnah about the Nachash Karach HaKevo. Okay, Ezer Hashem, we'll continue. David Tzvi, Dov Mordechai. Amen.